I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to this week's show, the very best in folk, roots, and acoustic music. And this week's show is a slightly different one in that it's more of a suggest show, if you like. What it is, I thought, why not do a series of programmes of the classic tracks of various types of music? Classic Scottish folk, classic Americana, classic old-timey, classic English. And I thought I would kick off with classic Irish tracks of all time. A classic is one that is enduring, still relevant today, and that has had a huge influence. So what I did is I put a posting up on my Facebook site, and this show is composed entirely, apart from one track, of other people's choices, suggestions. It's a snapshot in time, because obviously things will change as time progresses. The Irish scene had a massive influence on the folk scene, full stop. In the 60s, the Clancys, the Dubliners were absolute stars. Christy Moore, the Beggarmen, Sean Cannon, Sweeney's Men, they had an amazing impact on the folk scene, and Irish songs were in the repertoire of many folk singers and folk clubs. The first track is my own personal choice. It's Christy Moore from the album Prosperous with Raggle Taggle Gypsies, the opening track. Christy Moore made a fantastic album in this house called Prosperous in Kildare. And the people that he was working with on the album, Donald Lunny, Andy Irvine, Johnny Moynihan, eventually became the basis of the band Planxty. And without Planxty, well, the Irish scene and Irish music in general would have been incredibly poorer.
There were three old gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and boldly, yo, and this one sang high and the other sang low, and the lady sang the raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. It was upstairs, downstairs the lady went, put on her suit of leather, oh, and that was the cry all around our door. She's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. It was late that night, so the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, yo, and the servant girl's reply to him was, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. Oh, then saddle for me milk-white steed, me big horse is not speedy, yo, and I will ride, and I'll seek me bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. Oh, then he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also, but when he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady, yo. Her, why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money, yo? Why do you leave your only wedded lord, all for the raggle-taggle gypsy, yo? Yerra, what do I care for me house and me land? What do I care for money, yo? Yerra, what do I care for me only with the lord? I'm away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. It was there last night, you the goose that are fed with blankets drawn so calmly, yo. But tonight you lie in the wide open field in the arms of the raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. Yerra, what do I care for me goose feather bed? Yerra, what do I care for blankets? Oh, yerra, what do I care for me only wedded lord? I'm away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. Oh, for you rode east when I rode west, you rode high when I rode low, I'd rather have a kiss at the yellow gypsy's lips than a lot of cash you has won me, yo. Thank you.
classic track from a classic album, if ever there was. Christy Moore from the album Prosperous with Raggle Taggle Gypsies. Now, Alan Dawson posted up on my Facebook site to say, fare you well, Enniskillen, otherwise known as the Enniskillen Dragoons, from the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. It was used as the quick march of the 5th Royal Enniskilling Dragoon Guards and tells the usual story of young men leaving the Emerald Shores and their loved ones for France and Spain to fight in the Napoleonic Wars. It reminds me of my early years because my army bandsman dad used to play it and I marched behind the band.
Ready at the dawn of the day, from lovely Enniskillen they were marching us away. They put us then on board a ship to cross the raging main, to fight in bloody battle in the sunny land of Spain. Fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while, and all around the borders of Erin's green isle, and when the war is over we'll return in full bloom. You'll all welcome home your Enniskillen dragoons. Well, Spain, it is a gallant land where wine and ale flow free. There's lots of lovely women there to dandle on your knee. When often in the tavern there we'd make our rafters ring, when every soldier in the house would raise his glass and sing. Fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while. And all around the borders of Erin's green isle, and when the war is over we'll return in full bloom, and you'll all welcome home your Enniskillen dragoons. Well, we fought for Ireland's glory there, and many a man did fall, from musket and from bayonet and from thunder and cannonball, and many a foeman wheeled low amid the battle throng. As we prepared for action, you would often hear the song. Fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while. And all around the borders of Erin's green isle, and when the war is over, we'll return in full bloom, and you'll all welcome home your Enniskillen dragoons. Well, now the fighting's over, and for home we have set sail. Above this lofty ship is fluttering in the gale. They've given us a pension, boys, a fourpence each a day. And when we reach Enniskillen, never more we'll have to say. Fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while. And all around the borders of Erin's green isle, and when the war is over, we'll return in full bloom, and you'll all welcome home your Enniskillen.
Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem from their album Greatest Hits with Fare Thee Well, Enniskillen. And of course those three lads and another one in their Aran sweaters created a storm across the world with their versions of traditional Irish songs and contemporary songs from other cultures too. But they had a massive, massive impact upon the folk scene. As did this next lot, the Dubliners. I've had loads and loads of people suggesting all kinds of tracks. Peter Britton posted up to the Facebook page and said, Fiddler's Green. The broad Irish accents add poignancy, he says, and there's a great refrain to sing along to while supping a pint of Doom Bar. And John Macmillan says, anything by the Dubliners, because I loved being in Matt Malloy's bar in Westport, listening to the folk singers in the bar, along with the odd glass or three of the Guinness. Well, I've chosen for all of you people who suggested the Dubliners, quite rightly, of course, because they were movers and shakers of the folk scene par excellence. I've decided to play a track that many of you asked for, the Zoological Gardens, because it is pure Dubliners, and it's got that great Irish ironic humour, and also these guys, in their day, were just unbeatable.
But thunder and lightning is no lark when Dublin City is in the dark. So if you've any money, go up to the park and view the Zoological Gardens. We went up there to see the zoo. We saw the lion and the kangaroo. There was females and females of every hue up in the zoological gardens. We went out there be castle knock. Tis she to me, she will court on the luck. Then I knew she was one of the rare old stock from outside the zoological gardens. Oh, thunder and lightning is no lark when Dublin City is in the dark. So if you've any money, go up to the park and view the zoological gardens. We went up there on our honeymoon. Tis she to me, if you don't come soon, I'll have to get in with the hairy baboon up in the zoological gardens. Tis she to me, it's 7 o'clock, and it's time for me to be changing me frock. For I'd love to see that owl cockatoo up in the zoological gardens. Tis she to me, me lovely Jack. Sure I'd love a ride on the elephant's back. If you don't get over that, I'll give you such a smack up in the zoological gardens. Well, thunder and lightning is no lark when Dublin City is in the dark. So if you've any money, go up to the park and view the zoological gardens.
The Dubliners there from the album The Complete Dubliners with the Zoological Gardens. And many apologies to those of you who posted up wanting to hear things like Dicey Riley or Biddy Mulligan, The Pride of the Coombe. There are so many classic tracks that came from that great, great band. So, sorry, but I can't fit them all in. Now, Francis O'Rourke, who I know from the Manchester Irish scene as a great accordion player, posted up and said, Pipe on the Hob by the Bothy Band, so that you can get to say that the second tune after it is The Hag at the Churn, the Scottish equivalent being The Haggis at the Churness. I'm not going to say that, Francis. She goes on to say the arrangement is brilliant, starting with Paddy Keenan's solo piping. He modernised and revolutionised piping at the time. The layers that build up during this track really build excitement, and by the time Triona starts doing the funky bass line in The Hag, you think this just can't get any better. When it fades out, you're left feeling you wish they'd taken the arrangement even further or added another tune, because you don't want it to end. Terry Clish, and I think that's how you pronounce it, sorry mate, lots of fab suggestions so far. Being a piper, I'm with Francis. And Paul Hotchkiss says, the Bothy Band, for me, one of the bands who brought traditional Irish music into the mainstream. Every track is notable for the pipe playing of Paddy Keenan, the Jimi Hendrix of the pipes. Here's the Bothy Band with The Pipe on the Hob and The Hag at the Churn. Thank you. Well, that's got to be one of the most powerful pieces of traditional Irish music ever. That's the Bothy Band from their album After Hours, with the pipe on the hob and the hag at the churn. A hag, of course, is not a witch, as in the English expression, the hag, but in Irish, and Caliach, which is the Irish for hag, really means an old woman, and not just a witch, as in the English. Now, Jules Emerson said, Paul Brady singing Arthur MacBride, classic track, because I think his voice is quintessentially Irish, sort of thready and melodic and forceful, just like the sound you hear seeping out of a bar in passing. Probably one of the best Irish songs ever. And Esmond Cholton, amongst his other choices, wrote to say, Paul Brady singing Arthur MacBride because of the great guitar playing, which enhances rather than detracts from the song. Well, my own personal feeling is that Paul Brady, when he hits on a song, traditional song in particular, like the Creel or the Homes of Donegal, is absolutely unbeatable. And nobody, but nobody has ever sung this song like him. Paul Brady and Andy Irvine with a song about a luckless sergeant trying to recruit two Irishmen into Her Majesty's army and coming unstuck. Arthur MacBride.
Says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the land of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that that we are single and free. We take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange faces to see. Although the jeweler offers are charming, and we have no desire to take your advance. All hazards and dangers we barter on chance, for you would have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Oh, now, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from spouting or brat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our hearts, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take that as fair warning. And their own rusty rapiers that hung by their side, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur, my pride, and temper their edge in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his bow, and we made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow. Threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it a tedious returning. And we haven't no money, paid them off in cracks, and we paid no respect to the two bloody backs, while we lathered them there like a pair of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so, to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits. For we were the lads who would give them hard clubs and bid them look sharp in the morning. Oh, me and my cousin Juan Arthur McBride, as we went a-walking down by the seaside. Now, mark what followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning.
Paul Brady with Arthur McBride from the album he made with Andy Irvine, simply called Andy Irvine and Paul Brady. If you just joined us in Canada, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, or the west of Ireland itself, then this show is a show of classic tracks from the Irish tradition. Well, not just the Irish tradition, Irish modern writing as well, and arrangements as well. And it's part of a series I'm going to be doing, classic tracks celebrating different kinds of music, Americana, Scottish, English, old-timey, whatever. Now, Fiona Imlach, the daughter of the late and great Hamish Imlach, said, "Christy Moore singing Black is the Colour, or Sunny, because he always pays tribute to and reminds me of my dad when he sings them, and he sings both so beautifully." Anybody who knows the folk scene will know Hamish brought so many great songs into the canon. He wasn't just a great singer and a guitarist and a very funny man. He was somebody who was really a mover and shaker in the folk scene. And John Holland also wrote to the Facebook page and said, "It's my favourite Christy Moore song and brings back memories of great days in Glasgow. Fiona, I also like the fact that Christy always refers to your father prior to singing his song."
Black is the colour of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some roses fair. The sweetest smile and the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my love, and well she knows. I love the ground whereon she goes. I wish the day it soon would come, when she and I could be as one. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some roses fair. She's the sweetest smile and the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. I go to the climb, for satisfied I never can be. I write her a letter, just a few short lines, and suffer death a thousand times. Her lips are like some roses fair. She's the sweetest smile and the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands.
That comes from an album called Masters of Their Craft, Christy Moore, with Black is the Colour. But I think it's also available on an album called Live at the Point. You need to check that one out. If you want any information on anything you hear on this show, then go to the website. That's www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists that are on this particular show and any artist that's ever appeared on this show. Now, there were loads and loads of people who posted up to the Facebook page saying, what about something from the Pogues? They've got to be a classic band of all time on the Irish scene. So I've chosen a suggestion from Esmond Chalton, Phil Chevron's Thousands Are Sailing, the late Phil Chevron, of course, which expresses joys and sorrows of the exile in style and deserves inclusion just for the verse, "Where'er we go, we celebrate the land that made us refugees, from fear of priests with empty plates, from guilt and weeping effigies, and we dance." If that's not classic, Esmond says, I don't know what is. From the album Remix, it's also found on Rum, Sodomy and The Lash, here are the Pogues with Thousands Are Sailing.
the island that is silent now, but the ghosts still haunt the waves, and a torch lights up a famished man who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did the old songs start to cheer you? And did they still make you cry? Did you count the months and years? Or did your teardrops quickly dry? I know that this was not to be, on a coffin ship I came here, and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the western ocean to a land of opportunity that some of them will never see. Fortune prevailing across the western ocean, the bullies will the spirits free. They'll break the chains. At dead of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway, like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled it so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Tipped our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. Then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Thousands are sailing again across the ocean. We're a hand of opportunity, just tickets in a lottery. Postcards are
Pogues there from the album Remix, although it is found on Rum, Sodomy and the Lush as well, with Thousands Are Sailing, a song written by Phil Chevron. The title comes from the traditional song Thousands Are Sailing, a most brilliant version of which is done by Andy Irvine and Dick Gocken on their album Parallel Lines, and I must play you that sometime in the future. Great song. Now, Patrick Tiernan sent in loads of ideas, but the one I've gone for is Mary Black on vocals with Dadannan, that most classic of classic Irish bands, and she's singing Hard Times, a song written by Stephen Foster. And would you believe this was really popular on the American minstrel circuit, but made its way to Ireland, where, because of obvious reasons, Hard Times, indeed, the song has become incredibly popular. Voice there of Mary Black and the band, of course, Dadannan, from the album Song for Ireland with Hard Times, a Victorian song written by Stephen Foster, the great composer, great American composer. Now, Scott Dunican posted up to say Rory Gallagher and the Dubliners playing Barley and Grape Rag, a great meeting of minds. Rory was, in my mind, the greatest guitarist of his generation, and what the Dubliners didn't do for putting traditional Irish music on the map isn't worth talking about. Well, Scott Dunican, many of you will know, is from that great band, the Bar Steward Sons of Val Dunican. who, amongst other places, are appearing at Settle Free Folk Festival in September this year. They're working most of the summer. They're a hard-working band and are well worth going to see. Scott finishes by saying, Rory Gallagher and the Dubliners, could there be a greater Irish supergroup? I doubt it. Here's Barley and Grape Rag. Two Irish legends combined there, Rory Gallagher and the Dubliners with Barley and Grape Rag. And that comes from the album Wheels Within Wheels. Jack Sheldon posted up to say, Mike, the Foggy Duo performed by any of several good choices, dubbed them as Wolftones Chieftains. Not only does it tell an important story on the 100th anniversary of the birth of the Irish Republic, but the lyrics read as a well-constructed poem, which it is. Go on, give it a spin. Everyone is bound to enjoy it. And Mark Foster says, Mike, how about the Foggy Duo by Sinead O'Connor because of the centenary? Good luck with your choices. Well, we had to play something by the Chieftains on this show because, like the Dubliners and the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, they are the bedrock of the Irish folk revival. So here are the Chieftains with Sinead O'Connor from the album The Long Black Veil, with a beautiful song about the troubles in Ireland, the struggle for independence, The Foggy Duo.
City fair rode I.
Sinead O'Connor, the great Sinead O'Connor, with The Chieftains and The Foggy Dew. That's from the album The Long Black Veil. And as many of you will know, Sinead doesn't seem to have been all that well recently. I think, together with lots of you, I wish her all the best and hope that she makes a speedy recovery. Now, Jacqueline Hines, who is no mean flute player herself, requested, amongst other things, that I play Mike McGoldrick playing The Road to Tynalt from the album Fused, quote, because it stops you in its tracks, it's thrilling and brilliant. Jacqueline, I have searched high and low. I've got the album, and unless I am terminally stupid and have lost everything, I cannot find that track on that album or anywhere else for that matter. But I do know what you mean by Manchester's own Mike McGoldrick being one of the great flute players of the world. Well, one of the greatest musicians, because he's a great piper as well, and that man can pick up anything and play it. Great baron player. And I once saw him pick up a BC melodeon. I'd no idea he played it, and he rattled off a reel at a rate of knots. Brilliant, brilliant musician. The man is a genius and still goes down the local pubs to play a few tunes when he's home and not touring in Mark Knopfler's band or working with McCusker, McGoldrick and Doyle, another great trio that he's involved with. Anyway, enough from me. From Mike McGoldrick's album Fused, this is not The Road to Tynalt, but instead is a classic of its time, Waterman's. You know, I remember that young lad starting out on a tin whistle when he was ever so small. I remember hearing him play later on when he was about 12, 13, 14 with Desi Donnelly, and I think the world realised that there were two of the greatest musicians on the planet. That was Mike McGoldrick there from the album Fused with Waterman's and not The Road to Tynalt. Jacqueline, if you're listening, please let me know where you got that reference from and I'll look it up and try and find it. Jacqueline, by the way, has got a fantastic album out herself, a great flute music called Silver and Wood. Do check it out. It's lovely. Now, Chris Cole and Jim Davis both recommended The Island by Paul Brady. Chris said it's probably more relevant now than it was when written, with the state of the planet as it is. Well, I think it's possibly the greatest song ever written about the troubles in Ireland, the present troubles, not the 1916 troubles. It's certainly up there with the great Tommy Sands song, There Were Roses. Like all great anti-war songs, it's also, by extension, about conflict everywhere in the world. Rather than playing Paul's version of it, which is wonderful, I thought I'd play Dolores Keane's version, because she has one of the great voices of the world, and because so many people also wrote recommending something by Dolores on this show, Classic Tracks from the Irish Folk Music Scene. So, from the album The Best Of, this is one of the great voices of Ireland, with the Paul Brady song, The Island.
Mighty cedars bleeding in the heat. piece of love just popping out. I guess those young boys just dying in the ditches is just what being free is all about. This twisted wreckage down on Main Street will bring us all together in the end, and we'll go marching down the road to freedom. Freedom.
What a totally and absolutely wonderful version of a magnificent song. Dolores Keane there with The Island, and that particular track comes from an album called The Best of Dolores Keane. If you've never heard Dolores before, then do check her work out. She's just one of the great Irish singers of all time. Now, Michael Billington posted up to say, I'd go for Hiroshima Nagasaki from the first Moving Hearts album, Mike. Why? The moral is as true today as ever, and the interplay between the Ulian pipes and the saxophone is just incredible. It is underpinned, as always, by the driving bouzouki of Donal Lunny, surely one of the most important and influential musicians in Ireland today. Here's Moving Hearts. The voice, of course, of Christy Moore, and I make no apology for playing him yet again, because he's probably one of the most important individuals in the Irish folk song revival.
They dropped the bomb in 45 to end the world war. No one had ever seen such a terrible sight before. The world began with eyes wide to see where it might lead. The politics of power passed around the sea. This was a time to remember that we never can forget them again. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Like the saviors of our modern human race, with radiation halos hung above their face, with the key to the sure cure, the treatment of our ills, a hot sheet of cobalt, a pocket full of pills, speaking always of the enemy, who lurks across the sea while they corrupt in the mollusk like a carrier disease. Deep down inside the bones of the concrete and the lead, Einstein's disciples working steadily ahead, making heavy metal power plants to fire the city lights. All you can hear in the underground is the humming through the night. The walls are tight securely, circle all around where they spill out their poison and they bury it in the ground. Hold up in the harbors, hidden secretly away. Warheads and submarines, they await to make their play. Military masterminds improving their designs. The soldiers get all doped up, stumble through the lines, and the spills into the rivers get carried out by the tide. They call this security, we're not satisfied. Our statesmen and leaders on politicians pay, quick to heed the hand that feeds, careful what they say, call out experts to assure us the way ones. This is the power of the future. The future matches on them, and they call in all their favors. All the political games, while the spills fill the rivers and settle in the plains. They cause the death of millions, that's their stock and trade. They will be afflicted by the spoil that they've made. They've sealed their own inevitable doom, it must surely come. That even the moons of Jupiter with the parents of a way to run, when the surf that they've assaulted begins to turn around, and the unavoidable gravity sucks them to the ground. I know the minds behind them, they are riddles full of holes. That's to be trusted with their hands at the controls. Their eyesight it is twisted by the glory in their careers. The heaped praise of flattery is music to their ears. To listen to them talk about how it hasn't happened yet, it's like playing Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian Roulette. That's from Moving Hearts. And the album that comes from is Donald Lunny's definitive Moving Hearts. Now, Eamon McLaughlin, an old pal of mine who has his own wonderful radio show on Connemara Community Radio in the far west of Ireland, lives in the village of Cleggan, quite close to my place, which is just up the hill in a little place called Clun, looking down on Cleggan Bay, where the ferry leaves for Inishbofin. And Eamon wrote to say, as you know, Mike, emigration would be part and parcel of every family's life in the west of Ireland, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, that relate stories of emigration. One from this area tells the story of Victor in the bogs of Shanachiva. There's a great version by Sean Garvey. Sean Tyrrell's Mountains of Mourne or the Isle of Innisfree also come to mind. But whatever you play will be good. Shalom. Now, I looked for my copy of Sean Garvey's The Bogs of Shanachiva, but I've left it at home in Ireland. So what I've done instead, Eamon, and I hope you don't mind, is dig out Francis Black's version of that great song, The Sky Road. Because the Sky Road, as many people will know, is a road that leads from Clifton, the small town of Clifton in Connemara, westwards out, and it goes right out along the seacoast. And at one time, the road is so steep that nothing fills the windscreen of your car or your eyes as you're walking but the sky ahead of you. And when you get to the summit of the Sky Road, you're looking just westward towards America. And this is a beautiful Jimmy McCarthy song about emigration and about leaving for America. So for my old mate Eamon McLaughlin, for Richie Newman, and for all my friends in Connemara, here's Francis Black.
Danny's made his mind up. He's leaving for America. He's leaving for America, leaving all of us behind. He says there's nothing here, not drenched in beer, in blood and retribution, and the wealth distribution's been weighing heavy on his mind. And he knows that he'll regret the leaving, knows that he will pine for grieving, for the sky rolled by the singing sea and all of us behind. Danny looks so lovely working in the fields, or dancing like a wild one sparks flying round his heels. But his friends all gone before him from the sacred ground that bore them. Now they wonder, does she scorn them for giving up the land? And they know that they regret the leaving, know that they will pine for grieving for the sky rolled by the singing sea and all of us behind. And I wonder, does he know I love him? All below and none above him, as I sit here by the singing sea, alone and left behind.
Francis Black there with The Sky Road, and that particular version comes from an album called Warmer for the Spark, the songs of Jimmy McCarthy. Just got time for one more song, and believe it or not, I'm going to stick with the Black family and move over to Mary Black, Francis's sister, because I've had quite a few requests for her singing Song for Ireland, which is the Phil and June Coltlough song, written by a couple of English people, but it's rapidly become an Irish anthem. Sean Eastwood wrote, "Both Luke Kelly and Song for Ireland have already been mentioned on your Facebook page, but not together. I can never decide whether I prefer Luke or Mary Black singing Song for Ireland, but what the heck, play them both." Well, I can't. I've not got the time, which is a shame. George Van Wyn, who I know very, very well, said, "Mary Black, Song for Ireland, because no one sings like her. Play it, and I promise never again to try and drown you." It's a long story. It involves George Van Wyn, Tony Rose, Megan Rose, Nick Jones, and a canoe. And if I ever get enough time, I'll tell it you. Meanwhile, for all of you who posted up to the Facebook page, and for all of you everywhere who love Irish music, this is Mary Black with Song for Ireland. Black there with what I think is got to be one of the best versions ever of Song for Ireland. That's from the album Mary Black Collected. Wonderful, wonderful song. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com. Loads of stuff there for you. Information on every artist you've ever heard on the show. A guest book you can sign. Tell us where you're listening from. There's also a donate button if you want to throw a few bob our way, because it does help to keep the show going, because I have to buy quite a lot of CDs. Not everybody sends stuff to me. And we also have to pay heat, light, and of course, pay big lump sums for the service. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget, spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Keep the faith, and mind how you go. Ta-da!